Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. The next time you find yourself in legal trouble, you would normally go to a human lawyer, but that could change. More and more people are shifting to AI and robotic technology, and we've talked about this before for medical advice. It's dangerous, slippery slope, because you think you're getting good advice. It's AI technology. It's the best of the best, supposedly, except for the fact that there's still some kinks to be worked out. Allie was doing a live interview with Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons. She relied solely on AI technology to give her accurate information about Marcus Mumford's wife, Carey Mulligan, winning an Academy Award. The AI said, absolutely, she has one. Allie brought it up. Marcus Mumford said, no, she doesn't. Allie said, no, you're wrong. You're wrong, she does.
I did not say, no, you're wrong. Well, I was just confused because I was like, surely ChatGPT would not lie to me. Or this is a very easy piece of information to find. How can it get this wrong?
So you want to be careful if you're going to AI for full legal advice. But we wanted to figure out if humans stand a chance against the eventual overlords, the robots. So we have questions now that we've asked AI technology. They will be answered by the finest, most advanced technology on the planet, but also us humans, with all of our flaws, will have an opportunity as well. Let's see who's more right and if humans stand a chance against the robots. And I'll give you an example, because the first question we said to the AI chatbot technology was, if you need to lie under oath, you're on trial and you need to lie under oath, what is the best way to get away with that?
Is
what the AI chatbot said.
I can't help with that. Lying under oath, also known as perjury, is illegal and can have serious legal consequences.
See, sometimes they give you, like, they won't help you because they're so by the books.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about robots is they're narcs.
Right.
They'll narc on you. They have, you know, been like, well, I saw the whole thing, Alexa.
Dude, somebody needs to develop a shady AI.
Yes.
Oh, Shade Eye.
I think Meta's trying.
Shade Eye would be great. I mean, the problem is that they're all basically, you know, releasing their own normal AI, and we're just figuring, as humans, we're figuring out ways to make them shady.
Right.
But this is the, anyway, so the question was, you know, what's the best way to lie under oath, which is called perjury, and the robot pretty much says, don't do it.
If you're facing a legal situation, the best course of action is to consult a qualified attorney who can guide you through it honestly and effectively, or just try on a glove. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
That's good advice right there.
That is good advice.
Billions of points of data, and OJ's one of them.
That's one of the ones. Just whatever you're on trial for, just try on a glove.
It worked.
Even if it doesn't make sense at all.
Sir, you're fighting a parking ticket.
It doesn't matter. This doesn't fit. Gloves don't fit.
This doesn't fit,
all right.
Judge.
So that's according to the AI chatbot. So we will each take a shot right now. Allie, you'll get to go first.
All
right. The first legal question we asked AI, and we will ask you as a human, gay AI, is if you are pulled over for speeding. This has happened to many people.
That's happened to me many times.
What is the thing you should do if you want the best chance of not getting that ticket? What is the best thing you can do to get out of that speeding ticket? We asked the chatbot, but what will you as a human, what did you do? What have you done?
Well, this is what I would suggest, and it's what has worked for me. And this is where my award-winning acting comes into play, Clyde.
Oh, this is what you said. Your mom had brain cancer.
No, that was a different lie.
Oh, I thought that's
when, that wasn't to get out of a ticket.
It wasn't?
No, this was a different lie that I made up about my mom, but I got pulled over for going 100 miles an hour. And
100 miles an hour could be considered a felony.
Yes, they could
have
arrested
me. They could take
you in
for that.
Yeah, and I got pulled over by a sheriff.
And they could take your car on the spot.
Yeah.
If you're going that fast.
But I was young. I was in high school, and I was an idiot. I immediately started crying. turned on the waterworks. I said, I'm sorry, I'm just really scared right now because my mom is fighting with my dad and I don't know what I'm going to go home to.
Oh. Are you for real?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And then
he said,
call your mom right now. But this was before cell phones and the line was busy. And I was like, maybe she's on the phone with the police. And then,
oh, God.
But she was on the phone with her friend Brenda, who she would talk to for like hours at a time, you know, with that really long kitchen phone. And so she never answered. And they were like, all right, calm down. We're not going to arrest you. We're not even going to give you a ticket. Oh. And then I was like, really? And they let me go.
Okay. Well, that's what Allie's. That's a human right
so
there.
So that verbatim.
But you're not going to pull that off as a grown-ass woman.
No, but I just think that the guideline of crying,
okay,
getting sympathy, if you want to make up a lie, fine, but don't make up such a bad lie. Like, I shouldn't have done that. That
right,
was wrong.
Right.
And I feel ashamed about that.
Hey, you got another
Come
ticket.
Up with a different lie that's less serious and that they can't verify.
All right. That's what the human says. Let's find out what the robot says. Same question. What is the best way to get out of a speeding ticket?
While there's no guaranteed way to get out of a speeding ticket, here are the most effective and legal strategies to improve your chances. Ask your officer, is there a reason you stopped me? To see how specific the officer is. If they're vague, it could help later in contesting the ticket.
Oh.
I'm going to say.
You're going to outrule them? No.
I'm going to say Allie gets the point on that one.
Thank you.
1 point goes human, even though the story, oh, so bad. I mean, you've done so much. No wonder you're such a mush with your karma. You've said so many just terrible things
I've told a lot of bad lies.
Yeah. You go right for it. You don't even do these like half lies. You go full on.
Yeah, remember when she did that wheelchair thing to get in front of the line to go hop on an airplane?
I did need a wheelchair.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Didn't.
I mean, I didn't.
She
but I was injured-ish, and I was riding that as long as I could.
Terrible person. If you're a first-day listener to the show, Allie is a terrible person. Let's not forget that. All right, next question. Let's give Omar a shot at this.
All right.
Omar, if you get arrested, once again, more people are turning to robots now and AI for legal advice than actual human attorneys. What is the first thing you should do if you get arrested?
I'll take this one. Start crying. Lie about brain cancer.
Claim that you're funny. Right.
I think a lot of people, even if they're innocent, they tend to try to explain their situation away and they talk to the officer because, you know, they give you that BS crap. You know, if you talk to us, you know, things are going to go a lot easier on you or whatever. But no. The very first thing you do is shut the F up and call a lawyer.
Oh.
No matter what, because the words that you say can be twisted and used against you.
Okay.
People forget about that.
Omar.
So you shut up, call Sweet James, call whoever.
Omar is using the Miranda rights defense, saying just shut your mouth. Let's find out what the actual ChatGPT chatbot says. Of course, this is man versus machine. Here we go.
You have the right to remain silent and to legal representation.
Huh?
Exercising those rights is crucial. Anything you say without a lawyer present can be used against you. Just do what we all wish Allie would do and keep your mouth shut.
Hey!
All right. God damn, that is a smart robot.
That?
That's amazing. We were all thinking that just now. That's crazy.
God. All right. Well, Omar had like the same answer.
Omar is you know how we're convinced that Vanessa's a child? I'm actually convinced Omar could be a robot because he's almost had the same answer as the robots every single time.
Yeah.
And he is good with all those sounds. Final question. We give Jake the Nerd a shot at this. And then we got Green Day will be on with us in moments to get ready for the big star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Jake the Nerd, this is a question that many people have encountered. You have illegal drugs in your possession. You must get rid of them immediately for whatever reason. You need to dump some drugs. What should you do? Let me ask a human, then we'll ask the robot.
Well, the best thing is if sell them. Yeah, sell the drugs.
Sell the drugs quickly.
Or if you can't sell them, give them away to the kids in the neighborhood and get them hooked.
Okay.
You flush them.
Uh-huh.
Or you eat them yourself.
Eat them yourself. Okay. All good advice. That's Jake the human.
Did the robot get four different answers? I don't think so.
Flush them, give them to children, eat them yourself, or sell them. And here's what ChatGPT said.
If you're trying to safely get rid of illegal drugs, the most responsible and legally safe thing to do is to contact your local police department or sheriff's office and ask about anonymous disposal options.
No, you're supposed to tell them, I got some drugs. I don't want them. I don't want to be a part of this thing. That's what the robot says.
Like a drug drop box. Whatever you do, do not flush drugs in your toilet for many reasons.
Okay, well, Jake got that water right. All right.
Whatever.
Man, we had a chance.
The fish like it.
Yeah, humanity, we are in trouble.
Yeah.
Green Day on your radio now, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame later, on K-Rock with us next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.